Which part of your body do you have trouble loving? Maybe your weight, your arms, your thighs, your tummy, or all of the above? For a really big part of my adolescent and adult life, I've had trouble loving my skin, specifically my acne and my acne scars. But it's not only been acne. I've had trouble loving my tuck shop grandmother arms, as one of my ex-boyfriend's friends called them. A little bit of a tender spot there. My general overall weight. Sometimes my general overall lack of skinniness. These have all troubled me more times than I care to count. And almost all women at some time struggle to love their body. We feel undesirable, too much here, not enough there. And loving this body is one of the biggest challenges for sincere self-love. And so today, on this episode, thank you to Sarah, who asked me to speak to this topic. We're going to be discussing and we're going to be talking about embracing positive body image, the embodied way. I'm Jenna Ward, and welcome to the School of Embodied Arts. It's easy to think that we love ourselves, and it's easy to tell ourselves, I am enough. I love this skin. But the truth is in our tissue. When I was working as a kinesiologist, partnering with clients to resolve their health issues holistically, I sometimes felt like such a fraud because I couldn't heal my own acne. I'd tried so many different types of energy medicine balances and healings and detoxes and you name it to fix my skin. But this red hot acne, which would come up on my cheeks, was like a signpost saying, I'm not perfect and I do not have my shit together. And I felt really frustrated and ashamed and a sense of failure around that. And when we don't love this body, this physical temple, when it's not good enough, our physical embodiment of worth and the ideals of self-love are not truly sunk in. In the holistic work that I had done on my skin, this was the critical missing piece. I wasn't ready to truly love my skin as it was, not as I wanted it to be. And this is the trick with body image, right? We all know that we are just meant to love ourselves and the skin that we're in. But how? What's more, when we cannot fully embrace this physical temple, then the deeper essence of who we are as a woman, our power, our confidence, our magnetism, it is not permitted to shine through. And perhaps most importantly, when we struggle to own our positive body image, we struggle to own our desirability. And if we don't desire us, then how will our lovers, our clients, or even our friends desire us? The trick with my skin was that I actually had the wrong goal. I wanted my skin to be perfect because I thought that it would make me feel confident and it would prove that I was good at what I did. I was waiting for my skin to heal before I could feel the way that I wanted to feel. And when I realized that what I truly wanted was to desire myself, to love myself, to feel confident in myself, I began to realize that it actually didn't matter what my skin looked like when my focus began to change. Because if I could feel desirable and full of love and confident and still have acne, is that even possible? And I'm curious, do you even believe that's possible? What judgments and beliefs are being illuminated? I can promise you it's true. You can be a size 22 and sexy as just check out Ashley Graham on Instagram if you don't believe me. You can have all kinds of weird and wonderful things going on in your body, but if you decide that you deeply, truly love it, then all of the feminine radiance that you are, it's ripe, it's ready to shine through. And so I'm curious, ask yourself this question, what will you finally receive when you are the right weight, or when your tummy is a little tighter here, or when you have that perfect body, whatever that means to you? What will you receive when you get there? Setting the way that you desire to feel is much more important than setting your ideal weight or size or shape or texture. And I will say that again because it's really important. Getting clear on how you actually want to feel is more important than getting clear on how much you want to weigh. Even if or when there are people in your life that are telling you you should look or you should be a certain way, there is nothing and there is no one more important than embracing you in the skin that you're in. Your opinion is the only one that counts. As I sat with that desired feeling of being desirable and radiant, I began to also feel and contrast the stories and the thoughts and the accumulated hatred that I had impregnated into my skin. And honestly, genuinely feeling those stories and thoughts and those hates was one of the most vulnerable, painful, and heartbreaking things that I've ever had to feel. Because when we want to be desired by our lovers, our clients, and friends, when we desire to be adored, when we desire to be loved, it has to start within, inside the skin that we are in. Allowing myself to focus on the feeling that I desired in my skin and the feeling that I currently had, the attitudes that I had towards my skin, this contrast was powerful medicine, which in my opinion actually resulted in a really dramatic skin changing within the coming 9 months, to the point where I don't stress at all about it. But the trick with this kind of approach is that a lot of us are not actually willing to feel the pain or the hatred or the anger that we have towards our body. We know it's there. We know things are unhappy with the way they are, but we don't necessarily experience and fully embody our dislike. So if I put that another way, we keep our tender heart separate from the way that we treat our body. This is the definition of disembodiment. A disembodied woman knows she doesn't love her body and looks outside herself to fix the problem. A disembodied woman isn't willing to feel the pain, the shame, the hate that is going on inside of her, despite the fact that it's there. On the other hand, an embodied woman knows that to resolve her body shame, the answer is right here within her. She is willing to get clear on how she wants to feel, and she's willing to get really real and really intimate with every lie and hateful story and shame that she is experiencing inside of herself. Honestly, it sounds horrific to feel all that, but if we can't feel it, we can't heal it. My skin certainly hasn't been the only part of my body image struggle. My weight at different times has caused challenges and different weird eating things over the years. And just recently, even at a dress fitting, I noticed how much weight that I had put on, particularly in my hips and in my arms, without really realizing it recently. And honestly, first thought that ran through my mind was like, oh, this has to go. And it's really easy to begin exercising or moving the body with the intention of losing weight, of getting back to your old size, whatever that means. And that intention is not necessarily negative. It's not necessarily even problematic. But if I'm going to move my body and exercise my body, I don't want it to be from a place of punishment or of sacrifice, just to fit into a smaller dress size. Bringing this kind of energy to the exercise and to the experience, it's not very inspiring, it's not very motivating, and it's not going to work long term because it's not built in love. I'd rather focus on the feeling and the texture of nourishment that accompanies nourishing this feminine temple. And this means that I might choose an activity or an exercise or a pace that feels much more nourishing to my body, even if I don't lose the weight. Embracing body love is not something that we do once and then forget. We are constantly bringing this big, beautiful temple around with us, and it is constantly changing. And as we grow, maybe as we give birth to new life, nutrients to our babes, as we change, as we age, our body is constantly changing, and we are constantly in a relationship and an opportunity to find new ways to adore it. So if you'd love support in getting into your body in the moment so that you can tap into more of the feelings and the sensations that are going on here, so the desires that you have and the hushed truth that might be there, I'd really encourage you to go and download the embodiment ritual at jennaward.co/audio. It's a free, short audio process, and it just invites you to drop in and to get connected. Once you've dropped in using the audio, there's two questions that you're going to want to ask yourself to begin to really unravel this. Number one, how do I truly want to feel about this body? And number two, what is the story that I'm currently telling about this part of my body? And how does that make me feel? That's the key part. How does that make me feel? And then I'd love to hear from you in the comments section below this blog. Which part of your body do you struggle to love? And what one nasty thing are you thinking or feeling about that part of your body that you might be able just to more fully open your heart and love right now? Let me know in the comments section below this video. It's at jennaward.co/blog. I'd really love to hear where other women are at in their body love journey. I've shared a whole heap about my arms, my weight, my skin today, and I would love to know where you are at as well. So let's spark this conversation and bring into the light how we really want to feel, and let's also stop shaming all of the terrible stories that we're telling ourselves. We actually need to love those terrible stories. We need to feel and welcome those terrible stories back as part of us so that we can liberate them, so that we can feel them to free them. Thank you so much for joining us today. Make sure you get your audio and then leave a comment under this post. I'd really love to hear where you're at. And thank you so much for joining this episode at the School of Embodied Arts.